This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Many people want to turn to Allah. They know that they're in a bad place or far away. But I promise you, my brothers, you have to build the hope. You have to know that the most merciful is Allah. Without understanding the mercy of Allah, you're not going to be able to help yourself. Do you know that when you don't have water, Allah tells you you can do tayammum. Tayammum means I'm not going to clean myself with water because I don't have it or I cannot use it. So Allah's basically telling you, I don't need you to use the water if there's a reason why you don't or you cannot use it. So Allah's telling you, you can still pray and you don't even have that wudu according to the proper way that it's supposed to be. Doesn't that show you the mercy of Allah? I had someone who had severe OCD. And I told them, Allah is not really going to punish you if you've made a mistake or two in your wudu with this condition that you're in right now. And they were like, no way, I have to. There's wudu. It takes me 8 hours to make wudu. What? What did you just say? How many hours? You set yourself 3 minutes. Whatever you've done in the interim, you've done it. And Allah will forgive you. What? Now, obviously, this is an extreme case, but we were trying to start, you know, to help them out of it. And then I said, look, Allah doesn't even punish those who don't make wudu if there's a reason why they cannot do it. And I was referring here to tayammum. But they were like, I don't think that's right. I said, I know what I'm talking about. So going back to what I'm saying, if you don't understand the mercy of Allah, you're never going to come out of your mess. Allah loves you and Allah will continue loving you and Allah made you and Allah knows about you and He knows your struggles. He knows where you've been and He knows where you want to be. And He knows that you might be moving very slowly and He also knows that your graph might dip now and again on its way up. But let's not become like cryptocurrency, you know. It went up, it gave everybody hope and suddenly it started coming down, you know. And now it's just looking so gloomy, am I right? I didn't hear so many yeses because the guy's already so gloomy. But inshallah, we need to have the hope in the mercy of Allah.